Good morning. Oh, hey, this is a very special week for us. The Johnny Parker and the orchestra was celebrating my 30th year with CBS. Wow, and they said it wouldn't be done. Gee whiz. They said it couldn't last. We've prepared some very exciting things for you this week. Our shows will be loaded with a lot of great names in show business. Some loaded, some not. Friends of mine whom you all know. And in case you happen to miss one of the shows, we're going to repeat the show every evening. So you tell the old man if he wants to hear what the Godfrey Show sounds like in the morning, he should tune it in tonight. You look up the time in your local station, huh? 30 years. Boy, oh boy. CBS has been very nice to me. Which is, of course, not to say that we haven't had our arguments. You know, our arguments never seem to change their opinion of me, though. That's the nice part about it. They have always said, Arthur, we don't care if we have 1,000 arguments with you, as long as we don't lose one. All this chuckling you hear is from the long roster of wonderful guests who have come here. The Wilsons, the Meredith Wilsons with... The lovely wife, Renee, of course, is wherever you find Meredith. And they just got off the airplane from San Diego. Or was it?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, huh? And next to Meredith on his left sits one of the loveliest ladies we've ever seen on Broadway, June Havoc, who herself has a play on Broadway, Meredith. She has joined your ranks.
Rephrase that, Arthur. She got a great play on Broadway.
Thank you,
Ben. Marathon 33, really a standout.
Well, now, there you are. Well, you can't buy that kind of recommendation, you know. You have to pull it out of people. That's all you
do. You can if you give him a little poppycock. He loves that.
I understand that's the one thing he hasn't got enough of.
What's the derivation of the word, Arthur?
I'll tell you, ask my Pennsylvania Dutch friends. And on the left of June Havoc is Carmel Quinn, who, bless her sweetheart, has come all the way down from Toronto, where she's appearing at...
At the Royal York.
At the Royal York.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Oh, sweet. And look at who's this sitting next to you. I hauled her up here myself yesterday from Miami. Holly Loki is here.
Oh,
it just wouldn't be right without Holly. And I hauled her up here in a new airplane I've been flying, Meredith. A thing called a Gulfstream.
Oh, a jet.
A prop jet, yes. It's the loveliest airplane I have ever flown in my days. Did you enjoy your trip up, Holly?
I sure did, Arthur, and it's nice to be here.
You know what we did? We left Miami at 10:30 Sunday morning. We arrived at Pittsburgh to drop Leo DiOrsi off at 2 o'clock, or 5 minutes to 2. I went over to Dulles Airport in Virginia, 35 minutes from Pittsburgh to Dulles, to drop Mary off. And then came up here, and we were here by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A total of 5.5 hours to make all that run.
Why?
Was it that something, huh?
I don't understand that. If that plane's only a prop, how do you make
jet.
It go?
Prop jet.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It's not a prop. It's practical.
Prop?
That's a good one, huh? That's a good one, huh, Daddy? I got you now, Meredith. I got you,
sure
on that.
Sure did.
Thank you. Good on that one.
Sid, I asked him to come here especially because Holly Loki is here. Is Dennis Rigor from the review at the Hawaiian Room. That place across the street from that little hotel. What do they call it? The Waldorf Astoria. Yeah, that little bitty place. The Lexington Hotel Hawaiian Room. Is Dennis Rigor. And on my right sits my father, Pat Buttram. I wouldn't... How nice of you to come all the way in for this.
Thanks.
Or did you come for old Smiley?
I came back to appear with Mr. Sullivan on his Sunday night show. But I thought I'd drop over here and kind of visit with you. I notice everyone else got an introduction. I got an explanation more than anything.
Will you take a message to Mr. Sullivan when you go?
From me?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you after we get off the air. There is also Richard Hayes standing over there at a microphone. And where's Rufus Jarman? What happened to Rufus?
Down the end.
Rufus is way out down there on the end. And Billy Dupree, where's Billy?
Over here.
Billy's over there. We got cast spread all over the studio here. And, well, that's nothing unusual, is it? It's always spreading around in here. And Johnny Parker and the band. And we want to open this thing with a little tune that was written by Lee Irwin, if you folks please. And Richard and I will open this show with it, because it kind of gets things off.
The anniversary polka. We'll dance until we see the morning sun. The anniversary polka. We'll have ourselves a barrel full of fun. There will be such a celebration. Friends will come from far and near. And we will wake up the whole creation while we sing and dance and spread good cheer. The anniversary polka. We'll have ourselves a ball. The anniversary polka.
The anniversary.
Good times here for everybody. Good times here for all.
Look out, man.
Anniversary polka. We'll have ourselves a ball. The anniversary polka.
The anniversary.
Good times here for everybody. Good times here for all.
Noisy way to get started, Ben.
Oh, that banjo. You sure can render. You know it?
Render meaning to rip a paw?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Wait a minute till I oil up the skin here, folks. Sardo bathes away dry skin, locks precious moisture in. If you ladies haven't tried this, please do. Oh, this is the most luxurious business for the bath. It's a preparation. You pour a few drops. Read the directions. You pour it into the tub. You who like tub baths. I can't stand them myself, but some people love them.
Oh, I love it.
A tub bath?
Every evening.
I don't like to sit there and see all that flotsam and jetsam floating around on the top. I don't like
that.
There's
no bubbles. I can hide it.
There's no flotsam or jetsam that comes out from me.
There isn't.
Yeah.
We used to always have tub baths when I was a kid, and all of us in the same water. And the last one in, he could get dirty just taking a bath.
Meredith is one of those country boys. Did you have to do that, too?
No, I came from a comparatively large city, Arthur, Mason City.
Yes.
That's between Hampton and Portland.
You know who always speaks of Mason City? Every time I see her, she never got over his head of Hopper.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She just loved that party you gave for us out there.
Wasn't that something?
It sure was. Let me get back to this Sardo, will you, for heaven's sake? Sardo is a medically proven formula, a lipodermic formula, whatever the heck that is. It was created after years of research to solve the beauty problem of the ages. That's the problem of dry skin. Unfortunately, never mind how well you take care of yourself. If you're lucky enough to live, your skin gets dry. And if you can forestall that for a little longer, everything is all to the good, huh? So you pour a cap full of Sardo in your tub, and then you get in it. What, in the water?
Yes, into the water.
Oh, into the water. It doesn't say that. It says in the tub. I could just see you sliding around on a cap full of Sardo on the bottom of the tub.
Well, that's one way to get oiled.
Now, that's great for those of you who like tub baths. They say it's so luxurious. I prefer the shower, and then afterward you have a little envelope, and you rip the envelope open, and there's a piece of of wax paper in there, or it looks like wax paper, and it's covered with this stuff. And you wipe yourself all over with that, and it oils you up pretty good.
People are naive about bathtubs, I think. They think that bathtubs you just, you know, take a bath in. But bathtubs, when all my life as a child in vaudeville, I slept in a bathtub till I was about 7 years old. It's a very safe place to put the babies. You just tie the faucets with a good towel, put some pillows down, they can't fall out. And nearly all the vaudevillians I knew carried their babies, and they all, you know, it was proper to sleep in the bathtub. Now look at them. They got those lymphoses in there with that. Pretty snazzy.
That's June Havoc who is telling you that story. And I remember. I think you're right, too, because I remember when he used to make gin in it.
Yeah. Joni, when you let the baby sleep in there, you got to be careful and leave the stopper in, don't you?
Well, you have to tie the faucets, you see. Oh, Meredith. My goodness, I'm a big tail, aren't I?
Let's ask Rufus now. He comes from Las Casas, Tennessee. How about you? Did you have a bathtub in your house?
Yeah, we had one of the few in that area. My grandpa was a progressive type. There's a lot of debate about the virtues of it, just like you all are talking about. To us, a shower was a rain. We'd go out and get it.
How about in Brooklyn, Richard?
Well, we had a bathtub, but we had a bathtub in what was my bedroom. And what my mother did was put planks across the top of it and then put a slip cover on it, so it looked like a very high studio couch.
No.
And to this day, they look very ugly to me if they're low. And so,
Carmel, what's the custom in Old Ireland?
Well, what we had when I was a little girl, which wasn't too long ago. We had a big zinc bath, you know, a gray bathtub with two handles.
I love them. It doesn't show the ring, yes.
Yeah, and on Saturday nights, it was hauled out and put in front of the kitchen fire.
Ah.
A big fire banked and the kettles boiled and pour in, and then in you get. Well, it's gorgeous. Oh. I don't care what you may say, to just sit in a bath in front of a roaring fire. And we'd soak there for a while.
That's wonderful.
You say we, would say two or three of you?
Always. Not less than three. And any stray neighbors who came in hopped in, too.
And Holly Loki on the big island of Hawaii, down in Hilo, you just walk into the ocean, didn't you?
Right, after the Pacific Ocean.
Biggest tub in the world, right? Can I remind you of Ovaltine? Come on, you haven't had a cup of Ovaltine for a long time, and it's so good for you. It contains 27 vitamins and minerals and food elements that you need, and you're on a diet trying to lose weight, and perhaps you're not getting everything you ought to have to eat, so have a cup of Ovaltine once in a while. You'll find it's very nice and satisfying. It's the most popular fortified food drink in America. That is very intriguing, this business of the bath. How about over on the island of Kauai, Dennis?
Well, I used to take a bath in a big oil drum thing.
For you, that had to be a terrific drum.
Not really. I was pretty small. I mean, I wasn't really big when I was a kid.
Dennis is the original Mr. 5x5, you know. But he sure can play that ukulele. You want to hear him? Holly, will you do something?
All right.
Boy, this takes me back to 1950 when I first met Holly Loki in Honolulu and brought her over here. And now you will hear her sing the song that she sang for me. And Dennis and I will accompany her. Yeah, you watch the conductor now, Johnny Parker. You ready?
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kaikoura, Hawaii. I want to be with all the kanis and wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear ukuleles playing on the beach at Ho'onau. I can hear the Hawaiians sing, E komo mai no ka ua I ka hale vela ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me
I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island girl. I want to go back to my Hilo pals. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii, where the humma humma nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
Come on, Dennis.
My ship will be sailing back to Kona, a grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island girl. I want to go back to my Hilo pal. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kalakakua, Hawaii, where the humma humma nuku nuku apua go swimming by. Where the humma humma nuku nuku apua go swimming by.
Did you notice that big island accent she put on there? The huma huma nuka nuka wapa wa.
That's the old Hawaiian way.
We just came from Hawaii.
Where were you then? Oh, where?
In Hana.
Oh.
Were you in Hanamaui?
Hanamaui, yes. I always mistake that.
In Holtzman's new hotel, new Sheraton over there?
No. That's Butterfield. Butterworth.
Butterworth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yes, and the Christmas that we had a luau for Christmas.
Oh, you had
great
a nice
pig.
And we had sunshine the whole week. Just one afternoon, we had a little, you know, pineapple juice.
Mele Kalikamaka, huh? Listen, National Observer newspaper, you should subscribe to this. It usually costs twice as much, but because you listen to this program, it'll cost three times. No, it'll cost half as much, yeah. You can have 25 weekly issues sent to your home for only $2.67. And this is a newspaper you should read. It is a weekly newspaper called the National Observer. You just send a postcard with your name and address to National Observer, Box 1721, Washington, D.C. National Observer, Box 1721, Washington, D.C. And they'll send you the paper and bill you later, okay? Gee, the time is going so fast. Holly is now, you know, running the Kenilworth Hotel in Miami Beach these days.
Oh, I'm helping the author, really.
Oh, come on. Leo tells me what you do. You run the whole thing. You and Bill Vogel. Without you two, what would they do?
Well, we do have fun. We help one another, at least, running the entertainment in the dining room there.
You book the acts, don't you?
I do now. Uh-huh. And it's funny to sit on this side of the seat and the other.
Holly, do you book the acts?
Yes.
I'm free in February.
Well, when we get up there, we'll talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, dear Holly.
See, that's D'Orsi's influence on her. Wait till we get off the air, we'll talk about it. That's the lawyer I've been working on. Hauled him up today in the airplane with her. I dropped him in Pittsburgh. And
I hope you landed.
It's funny. That's what Ed Murrow said on the phone. I hope you landed before you dropped him. But
how is he? Is he well?
Very well. And we'll all be right back. Please don't go far away. This is the CBS Radio Network. Orchestra and Dennis Rager and Rufus Jarman and Richard Hayes, and the Giesenslaw brothers, whom I forgot to mention before, for heaven's sakes. Forgive me, you look so much like audience, I forgot all about it. Gee, my kinfolk, the Giesenslaws, from Snook, Texas. And Carmel Quinn has come all the way from Toronto, and June Havoc all the way from Broadway, where she has a beautiful drama going on called Marathon...
33.
And Pat Buttram had to leave to go over and see Smiley. And Holly Loki came all the way up from Florida with me today. And Meredith and Renee Wilson are here. And in their honor, Richard and I would like to present a little something to open this half. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. There'll be walk-around songs, talk around songs, songs of the inn and stable. There'll be morning time songs and evening time songs and grace at every table. And jingle bells will jingle all the way, all day. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, apples for me, there's a tray in the Grand Hotel, candy, one in the cracker handy, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Snow and threatening, maybe it won't. Bells will stay and it may, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart, right within.
Oh, I love it. You know what I was just thinking?
What's that, Dan?
I was thinking that now that this, your morning program, would be heard in the evening, think of how mixed up someone would be if they went for a nap, as I do sometimes in the afternoon, and they wake up and they hear it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What?
Well, we did that every day during Christmas week and the week before that.
We heard it in Los Angeles many times, and it's just beautiful.
It's from Here's Love, which is the Wilson big smasheroo on Broadway now, which I have yet to see because I have been waiting for the Wilsons to come east because I didn't want to buy a ticket.
Occurred to me that we've been on the air for considerable minutes here on one of the most important occasions in the history of radio, namely your birthday anniversary, and nobody has mentioned it.
Oh, I said in the beginning myself.
Well, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about us. So I would like now, with Renee's help, to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Arthur. Happy birthday to you.
By golly, you sing it like you wrote it yourself. Gillette Stainless Steel Blades are our sponsor. Have you gentlemen by any chance tried them yet, the Gillette Stainless Steel?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you think of it, my love?
It's just great.
Good. Have you shaved with it?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Oh. What do you like about it, dear?
Well, I use it to scrape my carrots.
How many carrots per blade do you get?
About 10.
I think that's remarkable. That's a record. I only get about 4 a month.
Oh, boy. Listen, they have a special on for you now. 6 Gillette stainless steel blades with the finest edges in the world. Plus, a giant-sized can of foamy instant lather shaving cream, regular or menthol, depending on how you like your carrots, $1.87 value for only $1.50. This is luxury shaving at a 37-cent saving. Incomparable. And that's the word for the new Gillette stainless blades. On any steel, it's the edge that counts, right? And then Gillette edges are the world's sharpest and make for easiest shaving. Whether you are a lovely lady who wishes to scrape the barnacles off the limbs, or if you're a gentleman with a tough beard. I'm getting a week's shave per blade these days with this Gillette stainless steel. Maybe some of you will get more, maybe some less. You know, it depends on how tough your beard is, how you treat it before you shave. And actually, because I work for them, I take it out at the end of the week because I feel a little conscience-stricken about it, but I think I could go longer with it. It's that good. And remember now, will you please, this special that's on, the package of 6 Gillette stainless steel blades plus the giant-sized can of foamy instant lather shaving cream, the best in the world, ordinarily $1.87, you can have it for $1.50 and save 37 cents. Now, I have something here of which I'm very proud. On Saturday, I don't think I told you all, on Saturday, the 25th, we're going to be on the air all night as a part of this celebration, our 30th. See, 30 years ago, Meredith, I did the first all-night disc jockey show in radio. I was the first one to do that, yes, from Washington. And one of the things that I started was talking to listeners on the telephone while I was on the air. It was an accident, actually, because there was no one else in the station to answer the phone. They wouldn't give me the phone operator. I had to do it myself, and the mic was open, so I talked. And after a while, people were calling each other up saying, hey, call up that jerk. He talks to you while you're on the air. And that's how it got going. Now, when the word got out that we were celebrating our 30th anniversary, a number of very nice people phoned me, and I got the idea of putting their calls on tape as a sort of a recreation of our old radio show and also to let you hear them. The first one was from a man whom I not only admire tremendously as a great personal friend and as a great American, but to whom I feel a great debt. And you do, too, when I tell you who he is. You all know that he's the man who has made it possible for all of us to sleep safely in our beds through the nights of crisis during the Cold War. He has protected us from attack by perfecting the greatest deterrent to war the world has ever seen, the Strategic Air Command. He's now the head man of the U.S. Air Force, and therefore a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And here is a telephone call I received from General Curtis LeMay. Hello? General LeMay?
Yes, Father, how are you?
Very well, thank you, sir.
I just called up to wish you all of the best and congratulate you on your 30 years at CBS and 35 years, I understand, on the air. I'm sure you got many other congratulations, but I just want to add mine to it.
Well, you're very kind, sir. Thank you very much. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Well, you know, Arthur, in the military, when you've had 30 years around, particularly 35 years around, we're talking about retiring people. I hope you're not considering anything like that.
No, sir, I'm not yet. Not yet. I like my work just as you do, and I don't want to quit either. And please, while we're talking about it, don't you quit either.
Well, I may not have the control that you have, but I'm sure you've got many, many years of useful work left, and we certainly need you up there on the job.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Arthur. I'll see you.
Bye-bye. This is General LeMay. And, of course, it would be a very easy thing for me to go on and sing about him for the next hour. The more you know this guy, the more you realize what a great, dedicated American he is. But someday I'm going to write a book about him. But I got a call, too, from my friend and former fellow worker here at CBS, Edward R. Murrow. He called me from his Washington home where he's recovering from a recent operation. As you know, Ed left CBS to become the head of the United States Information Agency, and he has done a fine job, and I talked with him on the phone, too.
Hi, Ed.
Arthur, how are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you. I'm just a little bit bushed from flying all the way back from Miami, but outside of that, I'm fine.
Sound as well as you did 30 years ago when you were at WJSV in the old Earl building.
You know, I can hear you say it now. This is London. It sounds just the same. You sound like you feel great. I hope you do.
Well, it's a slow business, as you know, but it gets a little better each day, I think.
Oh, perfect, perfect. I'm so glad to hear that you're feeling better. What do you do these days? Do you get outdoors a little?
No, not very much, but I manage an hour or two a day in the office.
An hour or two a day in the office?
That's
no place to get well.
I know. It's a great mistake.
Well, us old-timers, you know, got to keep going.
That's the truth. You know, I was thinking, while listening to you on Friday, I think, that if I hadn't quit to go to work for the government, this would be my 29th year with CBS. So we're both sort of old-timers, aren't we?
You know, the business is full of old-timers. I was just looking in a paper. Even Gleason, who is a child, is completing 35 years in show business. I've got 40 years in show business, 35 in broadcasting, 30 of which are with CBS, and you would have been 29, eh?
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, it's been a wonderful time. I wouldn't swap a minute of it. How about you?
Well, I wouldn't either. Although I found what I've been trying to do for the last 3 years interesting and at the same time satisfying.
Well, that's good. I wondered if that job would do that for you, because it probably is about the toughest with the least thanks of any in the whole government.
Well, I never worked as hard in my life, but it's been satisfying, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When am I going to see you?
Well, soon, I hope, Arthur. When are you going to light somewhere for a little while?
Well, I had a big weekend. Went down to Weekiwachi to Ceeson, who as a child is completing 35 years in show business. I've got 40 years in show business, 35 in broadcasting, 30 of which are with CBS, and you would have been 29, eh?
That's right.
Oh, my. Well, it's been a wonderful time. I wouldn't swap a minute of it. How about you?
Well, I wouldn't either. Although I found what I've been trying to do for the last 3 years interesting and at the same time satisfying.
Well, that's good. I wondered if that job would do that for you, because it probably is about the toughest with the least thanks of any in the whole government.
Well, I never worked as hard in my life, but it's been satisfying, too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When am I going to see you?
Well, soon, I hope, Arthur. When are you going to light somewhere for a little while?
Well, I had a big weekend. Went down to Weekiwachi to see a preview of a new movie, which you must see. It's called The Incredible Mr. Limpet. It's one of those movies that makes people want to go back to the theater, you know.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful thing.
I will make it a point to see it, Arthur.
And then I went down to see Leo D'Orsi in Miami and brought him back and dropped him in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Dropped my wife off at home and then came back here to New York to talk to you.
You landed in Pittsburgh before you dropped our mutual friend, D'Orsi,
Well, yeah, I had to, but yeah, I was thinking seriously of doing it the easy way. Well, it's awfully nice to talk to you, Ed.
Good to talk to you, Arthur, and we'll catch up with each other soon.
I hope so.
Righto.
God bless you.
God bless, Arthur.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gee, it sounded good to hear his voice so much like it used to be, huh?
Just as natural as it is.
He scared me to death there for a while. But he's obviously in much better shape now.
I can hear his voice used to sign off good night and good luck.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Quite a guy. There's another dedicated American. You know, he gave up a very lucrative job for what he was doing. And I said, very little thanks for it, too. How would you like to have a place in Florida over on the West Coast? I mean, for $49 a month, you and your family could move in it if you don't have too big a family. Now, this is no mansion, no. But this is a lovely little home in a very fine community called Port Charlotte, which I have visited. I have seen it. You know me, I wouldn't give you a steer on it if I didn't know it was okay. And it's built and developed by the General Development Corporation, which is about as fine an outfit as there is around. If you'd like to look into this, think, for $49 a month you can have this. Yeah, $240 down. Well, you can't rent a closet for $49 a month in New York, can you? And this is in Florida. A lovely little community of some 10,000 people. Would you like to dope on it? Write to me at Box 99, Miami 34 is my Florida address. Incidentally, an offering statement's been filed with the New York Department of State, and a copy is available upon request. You get faster service if you write to me, Box 99, Miami 34, Florida. Box 99, Miami 34. Okay? Carmel?
Yeah.
I don't think that Leni and Meredith and June and the rest of them have heard you and I do this little duet that we had so much fun with. Would you like to do it with me? Would you? I love to do this with her because I put my arm around her waist.
What brought you up to my room, to my room, to my room? What brought you up to my room so the mistress on to dance?
I come here to court your daughter, ma'am. I thought it's no great harm, ma'am.
Oh, Dan, my dear, you're welcome here.
But thank you, ma'am, sister.
How come you know my daughter, my daughter, my daughter? How come you know my daughter to the mistress unto Dan?
Going to the well for water, ma'am, to raise the can, I taught her, ma'am.
Oh, Dan, 'tis you're the handy man.
Oh, thank you, ma'am, says Dan. She's a bunny girl, your daughter. Your daughter, your daughter. She's a bunny girl, your daughter. And I like her well, says Dan.
She's a girl that's fit for any man. And she has a grow for you, dear Dan.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, Dan, my dear, you're welcome here.
Thank you, ma'am, says Dan.
You can have my daughter, my daughter, my daughter. Oh, you can have my daughter, said the mistress on to Dan. But if you take my daughter, Dan, of course you'll take me also, Dan.
Glory be to the Lord.
Oh, Dan, my dear, you're welcome here.
Thank you, ma'am, says Dan. This couple, they got married, got married, got married. This couple, they got married, Miss Elizabeth and Dan. And now he keeps her mother and her father and her brother and...
Oh, Dan, 'tis you're the lucky man. Thank you, ma'am, says Dan.
Junie, that's a little thing we're doing on Broadway in a musical coming up.
Well, why come, you know you could. I just think that's the darlingest thing. Is that an old song?
Very old, yeah.
I adore it, but I do think, you know, this is a very good partner, Harry. He does dialects, he plays several instruments.
Yes, and he puts his arm around me.
And squeezes, I saw it.
Did you?
Sir.
When I want a high note, he gives me a squeeze. And,
and he's sitting at the desk at the time.
Yes.
Rich.
You know, I just wanted to say that of all your years on radio, I know you nine. Just nine.
Nine.
But they were the grandest years I could ever wish.
We've had a ball together.
The best. And I wish you many, many more.
Well, I hope as long as I'm here that I can have Holly Loki once in a while and you once in a while and that occasionally June and the Wilsons will come to see us and Richard Hayes. You know, I don't know what I'd do without him around here.
I do.
What?
Oh, I don't. I'm joking. I love to get him going. He's very quiet today.
Should have known you've got a lot of nerve to pick on a leprechaun.
You know,
into a pot of gold.
You know, in Toronto, they play Richard's records.
They do?
Yes, he pays them a lot to do it, but they do.
You know what I'd like for you to do? To listen to Billy Dupree. Have you ever heard Billy, Meredith?
I don't think I have, Arthur.
Billy is an ex-sergeant from the Air Force Singing Sergeants. Have you ever heard them work together?
Yes, I have.
Well, he was the soloist for how many years, Billy? 12?
Oh, 12 years.
12 years. And just recently, he has retired from the Air Force, resigned, and his enlistment expired. And he's come out to make his way in the world. What are you going to do for us today?
The work song. This is a
blues?
Blues kind
of
thing.
Oh, I'd love to hear him do this. This is Billy Dupree.
Breaking up big rocks on a chain guide. Breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Cause I've been convicted of crime. Holding steady right there while I hit it. Then I reckon that I ought to get it. Been working, I've been working. And I still got a long way to go. I committed the crime, Lord, of stealing, the crime of being hungry and poor. Left the grocery store man a-grieving when he caught me robbing a store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. How I reckon that it ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got a long way to go. Judge, he saved 5 years hard labor. To the chain gang you wanna go. I heard the judge say 5 years of labor. I heard my woman scream, Lordy, no. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Then I reckon that I ought to get it. Been working and I'm working, but I still got a long way to go. See my sweet honey baby. I wanna jerk this chain off and run. I wanna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, it sure is hot in the sun. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Then I reckon that I oughta get it. Been no working and no working, but I still got a long way to go. Breaking up big rocks on a chain gang. Breaking rocks and serving my time.
Is that beautiful?
Oh,
what makes me mad is he stands back 6 feet from the mic, you know. Get some Minute Maid Orange Delight, will you? Oh, man, what a nice drink this is. Here's an inexpensive orange drink that'll give you all the vitamin C you need. It gives you twice as much as the adult requirement per day, according to Uncle Sam. And it's delicious, it's nourishing, it's especially great for the kids and yourself. And serve it any time of the day, all day long, costs you less than a nickel a glass. You mix 3 cans of water with 1 can of Minute Maid Orange Delight, which is a concentrate. And there's several ways that you could use this stuff. Don't add so much water if you want to pour it over ice. Make it 2 to 1. If you want to make a sauce for ice cream, the most delicious sundae you ever had, make it 1 to 1. You'll experiment with it, and you'll find that Minute Maid Orange Delight is one of the most practical things that you can get for the kitchen to help you with your meal planning. There's so many ways you can serve it, and at the same time, it's right there for you when you need a beverage that's healthful. Minute Maid Orange Delight in a golden can in the freezing department, the frozen foods department of your grocer. Minute Maid Orange Delight. Got it? Right. Now, we have another surprise for Meredith and Renee. I have 4 gentlemen here from Snook, Texas. Actually, they're not from Snook. I met them at Austin, at the University of Texas. And they have a special way of rendering music. And when they finish, I think you will say that the word render was correct. I want you to hear them do one of the most beautiful songs you ever wrote, Meredith. And I think the treatment will touch you deeply.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We've heard these brothers on your show on many occasions. And how they do it, I'm still trying to figure out.
They would like to know themselves. Sammy, you have anything to say before you leave this veil of tears?
There was two things I wanted to say. One is that out of your 30 years, we've only been with you about 1 year. And if we wanted to express our thanks and appreciation of what you've done for us in that one, it would take us at least 30 more.
Well, now that's nice.
And another thing I wanted to say, we want to dedicate this to our dear friend, Holly Loki, who books the acts at the end of the
Pick up a copy of Better Homes and Gardens, will you? Shows you how to find extra storage space in some rather unexpected places, wherever that would be. The Better Homes and Gardens for February is on the stands now. Hurry up and get it before the March issue comes, will you? And thanks ever so much, June Havoc and Carmel Quinn and the Giesenslaws and Pat Buttram and Holly Loki and Meredith and Reenie and Rufus and Billy Dupree. Holy smokes, Dennis Rager, what a cast. Not to mention them musicians.
See you tomorrow, be the good Lord willing.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Around the world, the nation, the neighborhood, CBS Radio News keeps you best informed on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.